Okay. All right, cool. Go away. We
Where am
have
I going?
A pod. You're staying here with me.
Oh, okay. Hey, yo. M stay.
Hi.
Hello, welcome to Urban Theories. With your hosts, the Jonah.
That is me.
You like that? I'm trying out a new voice, you know?
And our co-hosts, the moosiest of mooses that ever moosed, Mr. Van Moosifer. Hello.
Hey, I do like to moose. Yeah, I've been known to moose.
Do you put anything in your hair? Or do you just
me?
Let it be?
Mm-hmm. Well, with locks this luscious, you don't really need to do much, you know? It just kind of flows naturally, and...
So what you're saying is no.
Yeah, no, I'm just, listen, I like to, I'm all natural. What you see is what you get. There ain't nothing fake up in here, you know what I mean?
Well, especially now, because it's so long, you haven't even cut it in a minute.
Yeah, I need a haircut very badly, and I had to make it to December 1st.
Well, that'll be a year since your last cut, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah, which is wild. It all just kind of randomly happened, and thanks to Toadie.
Well, I was going to say, when it gets to a year and you do get a cut, that doesn't mean you have to cut it off, unless if you want to.
Yeah. Oh, I do want to, but yes.
You could have someone style it at the length it's at.
Well, yeah. I was thinking of doing, like for the memes, I was thinking of doing, like, the mullet style that's been popping off lately, which is like essentially you just like shaved sides, big on top, long
I'm
back,
telling
like.
You the mullet is literally it's fast fashion. It'll be here for 6 months, and then it'll, in fact I'm surprised it's been as long as it's been.
Yeah,
it's been like what, a year?
Yeah it's weird, like this year essentially. Because I'm like, it's long, and I just, can I do something where I cut it that's meme-y? And it's essentially where my mindset's at.
You wouldn't even have to do that. You could just put it in a man bun.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, probably. Honestly, yeah, I can.
See?
I can. Yeah.
That's a meme.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah. So, you know, things to look forward to in December, right?
I am looking forward to it. Just like we're looking forward to these City Skylines DLCs that are dropping in December, like they just
did
this
month. Yeah, we got another pack. But no update, right? Or did I miss it? There's no, I mean, I'm sure there'll have to be something, right? You can just like put out, you
no,
know what I mean?
That was an update, or that was one of them.
The one that we had, yeah? Because is there an update coming live with the, because the next one is DLC, right? Or is it CCP? Like I haven't stayed up to date on what's new. I've been, or like what is coming. I've been so caught up with what just dropped.
Well, what just dropped was an update and CCP. So
yes.
There was like the roads update, which added the road stuff, which I haven't even looked at. And then we got
new roads, sick.
We got the skyscrapers content creator pack. We got the what's it called?
Yes,
the one from
Korea.
Heart of Korea. That's what it's called. Yeah. So we got that, and yeah, we got other stuff too, didn't we, right?
Heart of Korea and skyscrapers, and then free update. And radio packs.
Radio packs, that's what it was.
K-pop, which I heard. Oh, no, so, no, never mind. Sorry, it's not all instrumentals. I had heard that it was instrumentals, and somebody came in and said, oh, actually, It's not just instrumentals. There is some audio now on one of the songs. And then 80s Downtown Beat or something?
I think it's called. Yes, 80s. Oh, you know what? Actually, I found the release. It's literally in Steam. So
yeah, yeah, of course, of course. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's, yeah.
Let's see if I can do this appropriately.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hit me with it.
On Tuesday, November 15th, City Skylines released Skyscrapers, Hearts of Korea, two radio stations, and a free update.
There we go.
There was the Skyscrapers content. There was the Road and Vehicles, which was a free update, which was Roads and Vehicles. I think, too, with the Roads and Vehicles, I don't know if they all were like this, but weren't at least some of them roads for DLCs that were already released? Like, I noticed that one of the roads is a pedestrian path with trams on it, which means you'd have to have the plazas and...
Correct. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So some of the new content that they put out does require DLCs. This is one of the reasons why tram and pedestrian paths weren't included in Plazas and Promenades, because the focus was on Plazas and Promenades DLC, not trying to also sell you Snowfall, right?
Gotcha.
And so that's why they've done it as a separate release, where it's billed as, yeah, you can get this stuff that's in the free update, but you are going to need such and such DLC. So for the trams, you're going to need Snowfall, for the new trams, right? And trams in general, and Plazas and Promenades for the pedestrian streets, yeah.
Oh, and then right. Yeah, you'll need to have that too, the mass transit, in order to even have... Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, the buses, you don't need a DLC for, right? I think buses were just base game.
Right, that was base game.
Okay. Yeah, so then the buses you'll be fine with, because they did also drop new buses, which is really cool. Everybody's freaking out over the school bus that they dropped, eh? Which, yeah, it's super cool that they did it.
Wait, are they?
Yeah, I saw a lot of people hyped up about the school bus, yeah.
There was not already
into my chat. I don't think so. I'm pretty sure it was new. Because okay, I saw so people hyping it up. Unless I missed it and it came out later. Yeah. But it was new to me and I saw people comment about it. Which is how I didn't even know about the... I was too caught up on the trams. I wasn't even paying attention to the buses.
Okay, actually, there's a breakdown a little bit further down till in the patch notes. It says, added to the base game is bus 1, 2, and 3 with capacities of 22, 30, and 25. There's two double-decker buses and three
double-deckers. Yeah.
And three articulated buses, too, that were added to the base game. So you don't need any DLC to get those. At least for those, I'm looking down. I don't see any other mentions of buses. So it looks like you don't need a DLC for the buses,
which is cool. That's
for literally everything else you do. Yep. So if you have After Dark, you're also going to get looks like roads with medians and bike lanes, 2-lane, 3-lane, 4-lane, and 6-lane roads, it looks like.
So in regards to what you're saying about the fact that you need DLC for some of the stuff in the free update, right? I have a question for you. And we'll of course dive into the new stuff, but what are your thoughts on City Skylines being free to play? Now, I do understand that on console you can, as it is part of Game Pass. So if you have Game Pass, you can get City Skylines for free. However, that version, as I learned as somebody who had transferred from console to PC, does not work. It's not compatible with the Steam Workshop. So if you wanted to capitalize on, you know, and gain access to all the stuff in the workshop, unfortunately, any DLC that you purchase for the game on console and the game itself will have to be purchased again, through Steam. What are your thoughts then, Jonah, on making City Skylines a free-to-play game? Obviously, DLC you got to buy, but making Cities just base game free-to-play.
Yeah, I'm always a champion for supporting developers and making sure that they get paid for their time and their effort. With that being said, at this game's age and the amount of DLCs that they have, I think it would make sense to make the base game free. I'm looking at it right now in Steam, and it's $30.
Yeah, that's...
Now, granted, there are always sales, so I have a feeling if you're listening to this podcast, you probably already own the game, or you have no plans on owning the game. But if you don't own it, and you have plans on owning the game, then wait for a sale. because it always goes on
100%.
Sale. There may even be one coming up soon, but don't do any of the ones
winter.
Don't do Christmas. The free ones though, because usually the free ones are not in. In fact, they're always not in Steam. So I'm pretty. I know that Game Pass is available on PC. I don't know. I would assume that if it's free on Game Pass on console, then it has to be free on Game Pass on PC too, right? Isn't that the same thing?
Yeah, exactly. So when I transferred over, I could, you could use Game Pass on the PC, right? And so I could get Cities Skylines. I was like, okay, perfect. The game's here. I wasn't sure about DLC though, since I did unfortunately own all the DLC on console. It was, added purchase that you have to do. I wasn't sure if it would transfer over, and it turns out, DLC you'll have to purchase again. You can play the game for free through Game Pass, but no workshop content, which for some people is a non-issue, right? Majority of people are playing the game vanilla, so...
It's a non-issue at first. I hear a lot of people, they come into our chats, yours and mine, and they say, I wish I got it on PC, or I'm thinking about switching over to PC, or I'm switched over and I'm trying to do all this stuff. And so, it's sort of like I think the console ones and the Game Pass ones are a way of like getting you in. And then once you're in, it's like, by the way, there's this whole other world of City Skylines building that you can do if you just pay for it.
Is that what they did to me? Yes. Is that how they got me? Yes.
And is there anything inherently wrong by that? I don't know. But in my opinion, we're running up on 8 years now for this game. Exactly. Yeah, make the base game free.
Yeah.
Colossal Especially, Paradox, whoever needs to do it. Love you guys. Let's make the game free if we can.
Yeah, because you notice, I don't know if you've ever streamed during a free-to-play week or weekend or whatever, but I do notice, so I have, I think only once or twice, but anyways, the most recent one that comes to mind, I did notice a uptick, not so much in, I assume it would, not so much talk about, viewer count, right? I'm talking about, new chatters, talking about the free-to-play weekend, discussing the game, asking me about the game, favorite DLC, but those types of questions from people that are new, right? So that there's, if the goal is, it's longevity, you want to keep the game going, you want to keep bringing people in, because that's what you have to do for a game that gets older, is how do you engage to newer people and keep people coming back in while still retaining your core base, right? But yeah, I think free-to-play would be a big one. Would be a huge one.
I think so too. I think it would be a I agree.
All right, perfect. So with that said, new content. A lot of new content. Two new CCPs. What are your thoughts on it so far? Having, we're a week into it. The launch week is done,
So I'll tell you what I did. Obviously I got the updates. Right. I got the Skyscraper DLC and I got the not the Heart of Korea. Oh, actually, you know what? I think I got a DLC that I didn't get from before is what it was. Just wish I remember what it was. It was Skyscrapers and it was something else. And I was like, okay. Oh, you know what it was? It was, I think it was Bridges and Tunnels. That one.
Oh, dude, that one slaps.
Or whatever it's called.
Bridges and Piers.
Bridges and Piers. Oh, is that what it is? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, watch me. I'm confident that that's what it is. Watch me just be completely wrong.
I've played this game for 8 years. I just don't pay attention to all this stuff, okay? This game has 1,000 DLCs now, which is why it needs to be free, the base game, okay?
Yeah.
So it's hard to keep up. I just keep up with what I have. And yeah. I have all the major DLCs except for Green Cities at this point. So, my thoughts on it are very little because I've spent very little time. All the free stuff that I got because I had all the other DLCs, the stuff that we were talking about before, like the roads and everything, I haven't used. I put one down in the middle of stream once just to kind of look and see what it looked like, and then I deleted it and kept going. And as far as the skyscrapers, with the current city that I'm building in, the newer one, Andover, we're not at that point where we would start putting in skyscrapers like that. And for Portland, it already has a skyline, so there's no, which is like half empty, like most of the buildings are like half empty already because of the fact that it's already overbuilt for what the size of the city is. So I really don't need to put any newer skyscrapers in. So yeah. The two main things that I took away from the skyscrapers are, one, I wish the rendering distance were further, but I get it. I think the reason why that they're not is because of base vanilla stuff.
Yeah,
you know, the default rendering distance for stuff, like to even see stuff clearly, is shorter. Like, I think a lot of us forget playing the way that we do is that they shorten the they change the the field of view.
Yeah.
They shorten it. Depth of field, that's what I was thinking of. They shorten it by default, and then they add field grain. So that way things are fully rendered right in front of you, and then as you get further away, it gets blurry. The reason why is because when you do that, it gives it a sense of scale, like it feels bigger. And also it focuses your playing to what you're actually looking at that moment. And also you don't have to render things as well in the distance. And so then therefore you get theoretically better performance, right? At least graphically, I found that, you know, if that's your limit, if graphics are your limit, then sure. But if the game speed is your limit, which has always been my limit, because there's just a hard limit with that. And yeah, it doesn't change that basically, because it still has to think about all the things that are happening in the background, even though you can't see it. So that's the reason why that the skyscrapers fade a lot closer than, say, stuff from the workshop, depending on the workshop creator. And yeah, you could increase the distance with ULOD. Unfortunately, ULOD really tanks your performance when you're using it like too far. So there's that. And what was the other thing? I don't know if anyone noticed this, but those buildings from the skyscrapers, at least the ones when you go into that menu, they're not office buildings. They're unique buildings.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they don't even function like an office building.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of that, to be honest.
Now, you can change that with retail.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But instantly, I'm like thinking of, if I'm a console player, like back when I played console.
Mm-hmm. Really, or even just vanilla.
Yeah. Exactly.
You don't want mods. You're like, okay, I don't want. So it's like, now you have all these it has a lot of skyscrapers. I'm like, how many skyscrapers are you putting into a city that are just there to attract visitors? Like, So you notice that too.
Oh, instantly. I was like, this is not, like, when I found out where I had to go to find them, as soon as I knew it's going to be unique buildings, isn't it? Clicked unique, went over to content. I was like, yeah, that's not ideal for console players.
Nope.
I say console, and it's all vanilla. It's just like I instantly go to console because that's what I played first. But I mean, yeah, vanilla players. I was like, come on. Now, the buildings themselves are incredibly hot. Fine Build is an incredibly talented creator. Why are they... You know why, what? Jonah? Why are they unique?
You know what, though? I wanna be a little bit more positive this week. So,
okay.
Why don't we... We'll just put that to the side for a second.
Why are they unique, Jonah? Why? Okay, cool, I'm good.
There is a long list of things that they fixed in this update. In the roads and whatever update, I don't know what it's called. There were a number of bug fixes. So let's see. I just want to go through the bug fixes and like just kind of see what's going on in here. Tag system for roads added to the asset editor. Okay. What is that supposed to do? 2 hours later.
The tag system for roads.
I never use tags. But what it's essentially is it, for like searching up things.
Oh,
or finding
okay.
things like the tags okay. associated with them. Yeah.
I guess if you have a kajillion assume. Roads like I do and you're doing your own roads, then I guess that would kind of make sense to make them yeah, easier to find. Yeah. Okay. I'm okay with that. Recycling container okay. 01 through 04 props available in game. I guess they were not available in game. that's interesting. Pedestrian Street
Beautiful.
Ballard static available in game. Pedestrian Street Ballard static available in game. I guess so. 2 hours later. You could use the same bollards that they have. I don't know if anyone's noticed, but yeah, like in the pedestrian streets.
Yeah.
Yeah, the yeah. bollards go up and down.
I noticed that you can place them now, so I assume that that's what they're mentioning.
That's
too.
What they're talking about.
I didn't know if they function, though, or if it's
no.
just a prop.
It's just a prop,
right?
It has to be yeah. a prop, yeah.
God, I mean, otherwise you could do some crazy stuff with that.
I could see them being able to go up and down, but you know, I doubt it. I actually yeah, don't know right, either. Yeah. Radio stations overflow screen tweaked, improved the loading of mods with dependencies. Interesting. Added a warning message for game updates and mods. Yeah, we noticed. Thank you.
Yeah.
2 hours. Later.
Working, saving, loading data of networks that use a new tag system in game editor, and last but not least, pedestrian street option for vehicle categories not saved in asset editor. And nowhere in that, including the following known issues list, which I'm not going to read, mentions anything about the spanning of path points. When yep. you place a service building in a pedestrian area. So I guess that means that it's not fixed yet.
Yeah, it would have to. Yeah.
That was the point I was building up to.
How's that feel? How we doing?
Terrible. I feel terrible.
Oh, okay,
why did I waste my breath doing all of that when I could have just got to the point? I am so sorry, Moose, that I put you through that and to the listeners.
Hey,
I apologize.
Listen, it is what it is.
No, it is not. I should probably. I'll just edit all that out. We'll just pretend like it didn't happen.
Okay. Beautiful. Yeah. No. yes.
What are your thoughts on the whole on everything? Any special thoughts on the any CCP or the updates or anything like that?
Skyscrapers, think it's one of the best CCPs to have come out in a while and something that's so greatly needed for anybody that plays
yes.
vanilla.
I agree. Despite what I said earlier about it, I still agree.
The Heart of Korea is cool. It's not like necessarily for me because I'm not really going to build a Korean city. That being said, there's other uses I can use for any of those assets. So I think it's really cool to see global recognition because imagine if you're somebody who wanted mm-hmm. to build a Korean city and now you can, right? So mm-hmm. I think it's really, really cool from that end. The new trams look amazing and something that, again, is well overdue, in my opinion. New buses. I think the biggest thing that I keep coming back to, though, for this is like, yeah, the CCPs are amazing. I think it's such a, like, what an incredible idea to reach out to creators and what an awesome way to financially support creators because, you know, they get financial support from that. And the thing that I keep going back to, though, is that with this game that is now, 7 years old and fast approaching 8 years old, I keep going back to the fact that, like, long overdue, so much of this stuff is, like, should have happened, in my honest opinion, years ago. Like, it's... Mm-hmm. It's something that I just keep going back to with every update. It's like, yeah, this is awesome. This is cool. But it's like, you know, what's the game plan here? What are we doing? Like the thing. So I guess it kind of relates to like It relates to the Civilization community. I know, way out of left field here, talking about a completely different game, but...
No, you're
it
good.
It relates sort of like...
I'm here for
so, it. So with Civilization, they put it... Now, I'm not a Civilization expert. I don't play the game. I do hang out in communities that are focused on that game, so I understand what's going on. But Civilization has a update coming that's going to introduce some stuff to some leaders is what I've heard, a bunch of new leaders to Civilization, the most recent one. And with that, it's got a lot of people frustrated because it has sort of connotations that would suggest a new Civilization game that everybody wants is not coming down the pipeline anytime soon, because you're only going to release content, but in this case, you're releasing content to delay, because you are delaying something. You are delaying something, so you're going to give the people something, right? Unless you're EA and you just want everybody to hate you, right? But they give, the people something, right? And it's everybody's like, oh man, they're delaying it. So I'm kind of at this point where I've flip-flopped a lot on it. Like, do I want a Cities 2? And honestly, if I can't have my mods and assets, probably not. But what is the end game here? Because I don't know if you can confidently say, not that you could before, but people confidently say, Cities 2 is coming. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. I don't know that it's going to happen. I'm starting to lean more towards the side of like, this might be the future of the game. Is updates, CCPs, a DLC, and that's what you expect year over year with the game. I don't know that something greater is on the horizon. Not that this isn't great, it's just there's just so much to add and so much that I want to change. I absolutely love the game, but there's something more, bigger on the horizon, but I don't think that's coming for this game. That's basically, I don't mean to be such a doomer, because I absolutely love it. CCPs, pay your creators, support asset creators, get them paid, right?
I see the
recognition for them, but yeah.
The more positive podcast is getting off to an awesome start.
but that's where, it's just sort of like, I've been reflecting on it this week, because seeing how the content is split up now to we got a November release and we got a December release, it sort of like triggered something in me to sort of think, okay, I see what the future of this game is now, and I see the route that they're going. There's not this greater thing on the horizon. Now, could I be completely blown out of the water next year, PDX Con, whatever, something crazy happens? Yeah, 100%, and I would love it. I would love to be just blown out of the water like that, right? But I think this is sort of the future that we can expect. The one side note, though, if we're talking, we got to get positives. The one huge positive, my God, shout out to the mod team, because this, for me, I understand other people have issues with this and that. I'm speaking from my experience that this was one of the smoothest launches compared to what we experienced in Plazas and Promenades. Yes, it was.
And before I get into my alternate reality, yes, shout out to the mods and all the asset create. Well, and mostly mods, because I don't think there was any assets that need to be updated, right? That was assets, by the way, not asses. mods.
Assets, yeah, got it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Modders.
I loaded up the game after it was updated and, it loaded into the city. I didn't have a problem of loading into it, but I did have all those notifications that I was talking about before about, this isn't updated, blah, blah, blah. Other than that, it was fine. And the only problem that I had was, I won't say the mod because I don't want to necessarily call it out, and it may have it may have just also been because it was very fresh. I haven't gone back. But there was one mod that I took off weeks ago, and I thought, okay, I'm going to re-add it because I actually want to use it again, and my game wouldn't even load. Like, I couldn't even load into City Skylines. I had to unsub from it to get it to load. Okay.
Yeah.
So, besides that one, which I didn't even have sub to do, I wasn't even sub to anyway, everything was fine. So, thank you guys for that one. I will say that can I offer an alternative view to the reason why maybe these games are being delayed.
Yeah, of course. 100%.
Like,
yeah.
Because you said that Civ, also, like you said Civ 6. Yeah, yeah. It was Civ 6, right? That's being delayed.
No, Civ 6 is the one that's getting the update, I believe, next week.
So it's getting
a bunch of leaders to the game.
Did they mention that a Civ 7 was coming?
No, it's never been confirmed.
It's never been confirmed, so it's just rumors.
Yeah, it's hypothetical that there would be. I know it had been shared. I just don't want to name any names just in case people are like, oh, you said, right? So sure. I had heard from a creator that they had done, like, there had been a data leak about a Civ 7, right? That, you know, how, mm-hmm. how people get, right? They're constantly trying to find it, and there had been a data leak about files, this and that. But it's all rumors, right?
It is all rumors. And even if they are working on a Civ 7, mm-hmm. because they haven't mentioned it, that doesn't mean that because they're working on it, they're going to release it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So, and it's more likely that a company, that a developer is going to release something that they at least acknowledge exists, or they've announced, right?
Yeah, 100%.
You know, we had the leak from GTA 6 that everybody flipped out over because they're all like, oh my god, the graphics are terrible. And then the developers had to come out. I think Rockstar came out, right? And they were like, was,
yeah.
We know. You know, we haven't even mentioned that this was a thing yet, but you know what? We're here. So yes, we're working on it. But if we release it, it's not going to look like that, people. So relax. So they actually came out and was like, yeah, well, that's from GTA 6, but we're not ready. It's not ready. It's like, we'll let you know.
Like, look at past Rockstar games. Don't need to. I wouldn't. The last thing I'd be panicking about is the graphics.
You know GTA 6 is going to have a ray tracing to the wazoo.
It's going to be, yeah.
They're going to have a VR version. It's going to run at 25 frames per second on a 5090 Ti. I mean, it's just... It's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. Mm-hmm. I think with City Skylines 2, there is a bit of a difference. So, in one key place, but there is a similarity in another place, which I will start from there, which is that anytime that something is delayed, and I'm using quotes, you can't see the quotes because we don't have video, but when it's delayed with quotes...
Oh, I saw them. I felt them, and I saw them.
When it's delayed, I can make it come through with my voice.
Ayo. Yeah.
Either in rumors or not in rumors, that's usually because they're trying to make the experience as good as it's going to be, and they're trying to measure up to the expectations that people already have that are already kind of irrationally high.
Oh if my it ha- God, are they ever?
If it hasn't been announced, right? Because no one, it's like people, you know, when something is released and then they go, it was delayed, and it's like, it was never delayed because they never mentioned it in the first place. You're just going off of the rumors.
Yeah, like, exactly. It's
you can't go off of. I mean, rumors are fun. Rumors are cute. Rumors are rumors. They're just that. So if it's a new iPhone or a new Google phone or a new game from Rockstar or from Colossal, like, you got to go off of what they've actually told you. And Colossal Order has actually told us something before. I think a lot of people have forgotten about this, but last year, I believe.
What?
I think it was last year.
About the... Yeah.
Yeah. Right before they announced the VR version of City Skylines.
Dude. Oh, man.
They came out with an announcement. And the announcement, which I'm not going to go back and look for, but maybe if I find it before my point is made, I'll mention it on stream, on podcast.
Yeah.
But the long and short of it is they said, you know, they had to, because there's so much pent up expectation for the next City Skylines, if there even is one, that when they made an announcement that they were going to release something in the next few days and stay tuned. So many people were like, it's Cities 2. They came out with another announcement that said, in so many words, it's not that.
Yeah.
They didn't call out Cities 2 by name, but they said, you know, we know that you guys are blah, blah, blah. They said, we are working on it, but we have nothing else to say right now. And the reason why is because it was so early in development that it was like, we're working on something, but it may not even ever come out. So what's going to come out in the next few days is something else. And then it turned out to be VR Cities. So what does that mean? That means that they are working on it. The question is when, and also if, because that isn't really a confirmation that something is going to actually come out, because going back to my original earlier statement, which is, you know, just because they're working on something doesn't mean that they're going to release it. But at least in this case from Colossal, they actually told us that they're working on it. No one has said anything about working on it for Civ 7, right? So I think it's a little bit different. I'm holding out hope that whatever that they're working on, they will find it to be worthy of a successor for this game, and they'll release it at some point. I've always said in the last few years, my personal opinion, without having any knowledge of anything at all, is it seems like to me that 2025 would be like the right time, because because processing and graphics technology will have advanced enough to where the normal person should have enough to have a better my thought is that the base next game for City Skylines would be like a medium modified version of this one, not even a heavy one, but a medium. But you need so much more processing power to handle that, to give it a good experience, that I feel like in 2025, most normal people would have access to it. They may not have it, but they'll have access to it.
Yeah.
And then you could turn things down and make it a little bit better, you know, if like you don't have as much, and then hopefully for folks like us who are like, give me everything, there's a button that says, if you click this, we're going to give you everything, and don't call us if your computer explodes, you know?
Yeah, but if everything shuts down.
So that's kind of what I think. Hopefully that ends up being true. Does that at least maybe kind of like give you a little bit of hope, Moose?
Well, here's the thing. I don't know. I like discussing and diving into it, but to be honest, I kind of don't really care.
You try not to think about it.
Well, yeah.
Because you're happy enough with what you have.
Yeah, like... anything that I would want. Okay, so let's, you know, what would I want from CC? Like, yeah, graphics, way better performance. Yeah, okay, but that stuff aside that everybody talks about, like improve the graphics, improve, you know, the performance. Yeah. Here's the thing. If a Cities 2 came out now, obviously, yeah, jump on it, right? And dive into it. If it didn't have the mods, and you know, it's not even the mods. Like, say they include stuff, whatever it is, what it is. Like, I can work around mods, but if they don't have the assets that I have, which everybody seems to think, like, there's no way it wouldn't have the same stuff. It would have to be redone. I'd be back at Cities OG in a week.
The thing, though, is, and also, too, I think we all need to remember that if a Cities 2 comes out, it will probably be, you know, whatever it is. Maybe it might be back to where Cities was when it was released, which was better.
Yeah.
Better than what we had before, but not realizing its full potential.
Yes. Yet. Yeah, I totally agree. The other thing too, you know, the biggest thing that I haven't seen many people talk about either is it may not even be City Skylines 2. Like, we have to remember that City Skylines is a name. Cities is the thing. Skylines is the game you're playing. Technically, if you want to break it down, like, there's City Cities, what, XL? XXL? Mm-hmm. So it's like, Cities is that name. Just like Battlefield is a name, 4 is the game you're playing, you know? Battlefield Bad Company. Battlefield is the name of the series, but Bad Company is the game you're playing, right?
No, but you can't say that, Moose, because then people get scared and they go, but if they change the name, then does it mean that it's fundamentally a different game? And what game will we get?
It could be because they haven't they haven't other than Cities XL and XXL. They haven't, or they're the ones that did Cities in Motion as well.
Yes.
Yeah. So, okay. So, it was Cities in Motion. Okay. So, they have done sequels. So,
it was Cities in Motion 2, and then Cities Skylines.
Right. So, then you could see Cities Skylines 2. Yeah. But there is potential that it could just be something Cities, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? Cities, whatever. Yeah. Right. Not saying that's going to happen, but there is, there's always potential.
I wouldn't get too hung up on a name. I think just, I don't think people really care so much about the name. They just care about what it provides.
Right. But what if the name is a fundamentally different game, right? Like, what if the name...
Well, what would that...
Well, yeah, I mean, just a different city builder, I guess. Well, who knows, right? I'm just saying, you know, there is potential.
You don't have any ideas. It's just more of like a what if it was something different, which it definitely could be a possibility. I mean, we already kind of got that with the VR one, right?
Yeah, I don't have any insider contacts, if that's what you're asking.
I was not asking that. But we got that already with Cities VR.
Yeah, okay, there you go. That's the sequel. So yeah, next one's going to be, I don't know, Cities Metropolis. There you go.
But I'm just saying, like, I think one of the things that people don't really articulate well when they say they want better performance and better graphics is... Mm-hmm. I know that a lot of people go, I don't care about that. I'm like, yeah, but think about how much time you spend fighting the current performance and graphics and how much more creativity that could give you if you didn't have to worry about that.
100%.
Think about how if maybe the mechanics were better, so where instead of placing down individual streets and zoning, you could, for instance, zone or build entire neighborhoods at a time.
Yep.
Just by the way that they, whatever tool they give you to do that and however they do that, right? I kind of like the mechanics of Cities XL and XXL and all those, where you could do like you do now, which is, you know, completely disconnect a grid and put stuff along the street, or you could actually design neighborhoods by, you know, drawing like a polygon, and in that polygon, it would automatically resolve the road structure and how everything is placed along the road. Okay. And for me, I like that because like, I feel like I don't like about that is if it just automatically decides the style for you, I would like if it gave you styles based off of existing styles.
Yeah.
And the three that come to mind are grid, American suburb, and European, where the design of the road would be different in that polygon that you drew based off of the style that you applied to that particular polygon.
That sounds, super cool.
So then that way you could, for instance, if you were doing that's that kind of building would really lend itself well to an American style suburb where you could draw the strodes out. So you would put the strodes exactly where you want. And then off the strodes, you could, you know, let's say, because that's how neighborhoods are built anyway. They go out, they buy plots of land or pieces of land, usually farms, or maybe old factories. And then with that land creates a polygon that's shaped based off, that neighborhood is now shaped based off of the land that developers built. And then if you could just draw, you know, based off of the size, that shape of that, you know, land, then the game would automatically resolve the way that the road would be set up in that area. And of course it would also give you the option, you could also individually put the roads down if you want to too. But if they're going to give you a bigger map or maybe a more playable map of the same size, then, you know, as much as I love building maps and building my cities and roads, thinking about placing down every single individual road in a map larger than this is a little bit mind-boggling. Like, I don't know if I could do that mentally.
Oh, yeah, No, it's, oh, man.
It would take years to do one city, you know? It's so much, and that's the thing about the performance, right? If the performance and all that stuff was better, then you could spend more time doing other things as opposed to fighting the performance that you are working within now.
Exactly.
Yes, yeah. So I think that would be really a really cool idea. So hopefully that gets implemented in some way.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, that would. Yeah.
Among other things. So
yeah, exactly.
We'll see. We have no. It's funny how like updates and stuff bring this up all the time. And your point is 1,000% valid. Like you were talking about. I don't know if we're gonna see anything. I agree with you. I don't think we're gonna see anything for a while. If we see anything at all. So if they are working on something and they have plans on releasing it, like, please don't expect anything in the next couple years.
Yeah, right? Yeah, it's
going to be a minute.
Yeah. Yeah, it's... But then they could just surprise all of us, so, you know.
They would. Next month, they could be like, here are the rest of these... Which, by the way, we haven't even talked about the DLCs that are coming out in December.
Yeah.
Which,
yeah, so is it DLC that they confirm? I wasn't sure if it was another... It must be, right? Because I don't see any asset creator attached to it. The financial one that they announced.
So
it's an update, right? Did they consider it a DLC? Is that it's fully considered a DLC? Or...
Well, whenever you have DLCs, you have to have an update to the game to be able for the DLCs to work. So there is going to be an update with DLC coming out.
Okay. Yeah. I'm with you.
Yeah. But they did announce other DLCs next month, right? There was
But I just don't know if it's considered a DLC. Like, is it for sure a DLC or is it just like an update thing?
Are you talking about or is it?
I had to look at it on Steam. I got too caught up on this current one. Well, I could just look at it now, right? Because they,
I'm pretty sure they're DLCs. Store. Yeah, I can go look again too. But I'm pretty sure that they're DLCs.
Awesome. I just had been so caught up on like the stuff that came out now that I hadn't even looked at it.
Yeah, Financial Districts. Is the next one coming December 13th, and that is
here we go. So that would be DLC. Okay. Butte.
Yeah.
So they would have here to be, it is. Cool.
So there'd have to be another. Now, that update,
this looks so since cool.
That's an update for a DLC, that update is probably going to be one that might break some mods. You know, so.
I don't like that, we'll Jonah. See.
I know. I don't either. It made sense that the update this time didn't break stuff because it was updating game mechanics that already existed. Now with this one, this is most likely going to add game mechanics that don't already exist.
Right. Right. Of course.
Which means that mods will have to be updated to work with those.
Yeah. Yeah. What's your... So, looking at it here, what's your thoughts on that, the financial one? Obviously, yeah, you got to experience it and see, but it says key features are investments, stock exchange, bank buildings, financial district specialization.
I'm actually more excited for this one because I do value central business districts in my cities. And if this actually gives some sort of like, you know, actual, like they actually can function in that way, I'm actually excited to see how it changes the game mechanics of the game.
Yeah, I'm very, yeah. For me, I'm interested, super interested to see what it is. I use mods. I don't really care about money. I just like painting pretty things.
Well, I still do, though, even though that I use mods and a lot of the things that, you know, demand is taken care of. I still care about like how that stuff functions. Y'all see me like I'm like, okay, where's unemployment at? You know, is it why is it so high? Let's get it down. Very Let's get all the school stuff. I like, still want all that because to me, that makes what I'm building feel more like an actual working city than just something that I painted on a.
So when I try to make mine like a working city like Vancouver, I suddenly realize, why Vancouver might be struggling. I do need to preface, though, that I do Like, I like painting pretty cities, yeah, but I do like it, what you're saying, when it functions. For me, it's just, I'm not into the management side. For me, a functioning city is like,
oh, 100%.
Can people move around it? Can they use transit? Does transit, is it effective, what I'm doing with transit? Is this an effective interchange?
And you don't need to be.
Money, I just don't give a damn about. It's like, I want to paint a pretty city and see people use it and move and do things. but I am, regardless though, who knows? This could completely change it for me, right? Like, I am super excited now knowing that this is...
There's nothing wrong with that. DLC. Again, we all play the game the way we want, right? So...
No, there's only one way.
You, boo. Okay. All right.
When can I expect to hear the K-pop radio on your stream?
Never, because...
All right. Yeah, we'll catch you in the next episode of Urban Theories.
I like BTS. That doesn't mean that I like all K-pop. Like,
I think it does.
I know. That's what a lot of people try to tell me. They're like, you like it. And I'm just like,
Shout out to Yoon Mini. Yoon is out there listening. Yeah.
Hi, Yoon. Also, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for being me.
Yeah, so, okay, yeah. So, I'm going to ask a question now, you know, we're talking about, and we got way off on a tangent, but new stuff, love it, cool, happy, vibes, you know, whatever buzzword in there.
This is a podcast, this is literally where tangents live and die.
That's true. I got to do this. You know, yeah. We're just a week into the new stuff, but I got to throw this question out there. It's got to be thrown out there. Oh, where are you ranking this? This, let's call it as an update or DLC or whatever. Where are you ranking this? Like, do you like this better than Airports? Better than Industries? Like this whole pack that came out. We can just say everything to make it easier. Where does this rank for you? Like, if somebody were to be like, oh, should I get this? Because the update was free, but like, let's say the CCPs, right? But this whole release, like, what's your takeaways and how does it rank for you? You know,
well, not very high because it's mostly an update of DLCs you already have, right? So, and to me, the added stuff doesn't really fundamentally change. Like, if you get those DLCs that this added to, then, I mean, you're going to get the stuff anyway, right?
Right.
And then as far as the CCPs go, I only got the skyscraper one, and
Okay.
Yeah, I know, because I got the bridges and piers from the other one. So that's already been out for a while.
The bridges and piers.
I don't know, like, skyscrapers, yay. I do like skyscrapers.
Okay, all right.
Add my notes. I do. If you care about that stuff, definitely get it, because if you don't like workshop items, then this is going to be the only way that you're going to get a good realistic set of skyscrapers in your city, you know, full stop. So, in that way, you should definitely get it just to get that kind of content. But other than that, I mean, it's not really that exciting to me.
All right. Okay. Perfect. Yeah, I guess the better way to phrase it is like the more on the CCP, because yeah, the update is free. It's whatever.
Sure.
Yeah, I think this release has been awesome. Obviously, I can't speak as much on Heart of Korea, because it just doesn't, like, to me, it's just like, cool. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah,
I think
exactly.
It's cool for the people that want it. For me, it's
I was going to say, too, I echo your earlier words of that, like, you know, for people who didn't have that before, like, that's...
Exactly.
That's really cool.
And the skyscrapers, though... It's something that, like, I'm definitely, I know for myself, I'm going to, like, going forward would definitely be recommending that high up. Just because it adds something that's so needed. Like, Great Cities is, Great Cities will always be my favorite DLC that I recommend just because of what it adds. But now you can only do so much between the stuff that's base game for, you know, and I'm obviously speaking to a North American crowd, you know, that sort of mentality. But, skyscrapers CCP adds what I wished I could have done or build, or like what was in my head for a downtown into base game, right?
Right, and exactly.
So that coupled with like, just thinking of it, but like that coupled, so if you take the skyscraper CCP and you add it with the pedestrian, you know, plazas, I always forget the name, pedestrians and pomegranates. Plazas
and pomegranates. Yeah.
There we go. Plazas. Plazas. But you add all those pedestrian friendly stuff into it, and now you've got a downtown with awesome density, pedestrian friendly. Like, yeah, I really, really like that CCP. It's one that I'll recommend. As a whole, it's cool, but one CCP can only carry it so far, you know, because that's really the only benefit for me that I see, like for myself. It's like, yeah, cool, new buildings. Mm-hmm. Although on the one hand, you brought up a super funny point. I know you retracted it and said like, oh, you know what, play the game however you want, but you brought up a hilarious point that also had me thinking too, is like, nobody's gonna have a unique city for the next little bit here. Because everybody's going to be placing the,
yeah,
the stuff.
Everyone's going to be using the CCP from skyscrapers.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what's funny is because I actually do have that on my mind. It's like, I don't want my city, I want my city to feel like an area of North America, but I don't want it to be a copy paste of another post on Reddit. And I use Patreon for that. You know,
I need to start doing that more.
Oh, it's so good. So for that stuff, it's so, so good. And I'm just throwing this out here, you know, I'm not sponsored, and this creator doesn't even create stuff anymore. They've officially retired. But a creator like, let's take Prosper, for example, their best buildings, in my honest opinion, are on Patreon versus the workshop. That's not, you know, not the same for everybody. Most people usually release them over time. Prosper won't be, but
yeah,
there's some cool stuff, and that definitely helps to make it unique. But I just thought it was funny because I was like, yeah, you're gonna see, it's already started where I've started seeing some screenshots, and I'm like, yeah, these are very everybody's them.
I completely forgot about that. I said that until you just brought it up. And you know, perfect. What's funny is, did you see that one of my posts on Twitter, which we'll get to in a second, did you see one of my posts on Twitter got in Colossal Order's like thing of the week?
Yeah, 100%.
Which is super cool, and thank you, Colossal, for doing that. But in that collection, there was one of the screenshots, which was of skyscraper buildings, and I was all like, see?
Yeah, it's begun.
But also, too, like, I say that it's a little bit tongue-in-cheek, because obviously Colossal is going to pick a screenshot that's going to have content from the current CCP that just came out. Course. So, I mean, it's, and it was a beautiful screenshot, so, and I was in really great company, so I shout out to everyone who was in that screenshot. Really great builds there. So yeah, which of course, like I was saying before, was that was posted on Twitter.
The screenshot competition. Yeah.
What's Twitter? Does anybody even remember Twitter?
Well, yeah, Twitter renamed and rebranded to Mastodon, yeah, or
something like that, I think.
Apparently, although
I don't remember.
Well, is that, wait? Oh, they call this a segue.
Wow.
Oh. Wow. So, anyways, yeah. What's your thoughts? What's how you feeling? Well, here, actually, you know what? Because I know you've got something to share on it, to dive deep. Here's my thoughts. I've watched a couple Hassan Abbey videos on it, so I understand what's happening. I don't have a...
Wait, say what's happening first. Just in case the people don't know, especially since they come to this podcast 20 years later, and they're like, can we get context around this?
Listen, Twitter be dying. How many? I forget the actual percentage, but yeah,
Twitter be dying.
Yeah, Twitter be dying, really. Because, I mean, hey, listen, you take Twitter, hashtag Twitter die. What was it? Yeah, Twitter dying. Oh. Hashtag Twitter is dead. Are trended.
All the hashtags all trending on Twitter that's supposed to be dying.
I never thought about it like that's actually hilarious. So apparently that's a thing. Obviously, you know, Musk is doing some not so fun stuff. Bunch of their employees left after Musk asked them to expect to be working extremely long hours and working harder than ever. A bunch of people just decided, yeah, no, not for me. Bye bye. And, which, you know, fair enough. I am not like attached to Twitter in the sense of like, I use it as a content creator, as a full-time content creator. It's, you know, social media is what it is. And in this day and age, just throwing this out there to creators that, you know, I'm not saying that you need social media to grow, but you might want to get on social media. So I don't really like whatever the next thing is, I'll just hop on it. Like I'm not, if Twitter ends, Twitter ends. I just don't care. You know what I mean? It doesn't do anything to me. I'm not gain anything or lose anything if Twitter goes away. You know what I mean? It doesn't affect me. Other than it's, you know, one social platform that I'm not posting my content on or sharing about my life or go live tweets, you know, those will now occur on another platform, right? And
there are probably three people who just unfollowed the podcast because they feel very strongly differently.
Yeah, some people love it, man. Some people are super sad. I just don't get it. I'm just like, yeah, okay, but you sure?
But you don't understand the significance that Twitter has. It's the world's Times Square or something.
So anyways, but that's my thoughts on it. I'm just like, yeah, cool. If it, like, whatever the new thing is, I'll just hop on that. Like, it's fine.
I agree with you, by the way. I'm just being devil's advocate.
No. Yeah, I know some people would be like, oh, but it's social media. What do you, your take, break it down, your take on it, because that's mine. It's super easy to sum up. It's like, I'll use whatever the next big thing is. If Twitter stays, yay. If Twitter goes away, I don't care. I don't care. Now, do I care about the fact that, like, it seems like a lot of people, hardworking people, have just lost their jobs? Yeah, 100%. That's super shitty, and it's not,
yeah, that's
excuse
really
my language, bad moves,
terrible,
blame yet,
very bad.
Not fun when that happens, so I don't want to discredit that at all, that, like, it sucks. It's never fun when you lose your job, regardless of your job, but especially in mass, like we're seeing. Not fun. Hoping the best for all of them, but
very not cool.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, that's it. That's my takes on it. Super, super simple. I feel like, yeah, probably need to educate myself a little bit more on it to fully grasp what's happening. It just doesn't, like, yeah, again, I'm just not like addicted to Twitter to the point of being like, if it goes away, I don't know what I'm going to do. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there we go.
Yeah.
So, next topic. So,
thanks for tuning in, everyone. I mean, I agree. No, I do agree. I just have, like, so I just have more thoughts on it of like, yeah. Yeah, like, I don't know. Like, the reason why that this has a crossover with this podcast, by the way, is because, we also talk about content creation, and Twitter is a part of, like, content creators. And in fact, I say that really the people who are on things like Twitter, are going to be either journalists or content creators. And then there's everyone else, and yeah, there's a, yeah, and you know, that could be a hot take, disagree, agree, that's fine. But like, the people that have the most to lose, I think, is going to be that, because people who either content create on YouTube or on Twitch or other platforms do use it as a way of like speaking to their audience when there may not be another place for them to do that. Where their audience is, they kind of have to meet their audience where they are, and one of the places is going to be, it's just kind of like the place that's is like the de facto. And there's all kinds of Twitters, you know, there's you know, there's content Twitter and Twitch Twitter and Black Twitter, and you know, there's there's all these sub communities of it that have built their communication space
right
on Twitter. And so, you know, the fact that now it's sort of, at least it feels like to a lot of people, hanging in a balance, because it's been taken over by someone who doesn't appear to be running it the way that they would run it has caused a lot of concern in the communities, and people are sort of saying, well, what's next? And I'm like, that's a good question to be saying, because, you know, it's a little, although it's idyllic to say there should be competition in this space, and you know, there should be other places for people to go to. But then at the same time, it sort of negates the whole reason why that you're there in the first place, which is a networking effect of like, but that's where everyone already is. That's kind of like why Facebook worked, but Google Plus didn't. So, you know, it would be nice if, you know, I think one way that it would help this a lot is if places like YouTube and Twitch had places there where people could congregate in a way where they didn't need to be on one video commenting on a video, or they didn't need to be in the chat of a live stream commenting. Like, maybe if they wanted to kind of stay in touch with the community, there could be a place where people could on those platforms congregate, however that would look like, a chat room, a post board, or something, where not just the creator could post things, but also people in the community could post things and talk to each other there. That might be one way of like helping the situation. There's already Discord, which, you know, Discord is an option as well, and thank goodness that we have that. In some ways, I feel like that it's a little bit too siloed, because I think a lot of people still don't really know about Discord. It's become more known in the pandemic, but
the pandemic, you know, definitely.
Exactly, yeah. But even still, a lot of people don't really know it. And then, there's Mastodon, which a lot of people has gained a lot of traction recently. It's been around for forever, and a lot of people have been on it. I've heard about it for years, but I was always like, until the people go there, I'm not going there. And it's a little bit of a chicken and an egg thing, because it's like, but if the people have to be there for you to go, then who's going to go first?
Yeah.
You know? And it's like, it takes an event to force everyone at the same time to seek out a place, and guess what happened?
100%.
So now there's that, and you know, I mean, I guess Mastodon is an option, because I do see downsides to it, but it is offering a lot of upsides of like, it's solving the problem of the network effect, because it is, in fact, a network of individual communities, and as long as you have to adhere to the base structure of it, which is, oh God, I can't remember the name of it, it's based off of something, but, and I'm not well-versed enough of it to speak intelligently of it, but I just know that with Mastodon, if people who don't know, Mastodon is basically, in a very dumbed down way of explaining it, a federated Twitter, where it's not just one company and one place that controls everything, but it's a whole bunch of individual servers that people host that are all based off of the same protocol that allows them to talk to each other. And so therefore there isn't an individual that isn't in control of the entire thing, or one company. And so it solves the problem of discoverability, because by default, in order for you to have a Mastodon, you have to, you know, be open and talk to everyone else. But then at the same time, you can have your own community as well. So there are downsides and there are caveats to that. Like, if you have your own Mastodon instance and then you decide that you wanted to block another Mastodon instance, you can do that. You can block either an entire instance, or you can block people, and you can do that at an entire server level, or you can do it at an individual level. You know, if I, like, for me personally, I wouldn't block. The one that I'm on actually has blocked one or two, because of the fact that they are more of like a hate speech kind of server. I personally wouldn't block the whole thing, but I would maybe let people know about it and give them the option to either block individuals or block the entire instance if they want to.
Yeah.
So, but that's, you know, that's a thing. But you know what? The good thing about Mastodon is if I completely decided that I don't like the moderation of the current one that I'm on, I can decide to go to another one, and I'll still be able to see the same feed.
That is super nice, eh?
At least in theory, but because of the fact that there's been such a surge of people coming in, a lot of servers have had to stop accepting people because they're like, this is great, but I can't afford to host all y'all people on here. So I had to block, I had to turn off, you know, people coming in until we can ramp up, and it's been a whole thing, and people have, apparently there's been, I haven't seen the posts. I've only seen people saying good stuff of like, oh, this is great, whatever, we're here, we're rooting the people on that are keeping up with the influx of people, but apparently there have been people that have complained about the slowness on Mastodon with the influx, and you know, I haven't seen it. I've only seen people saying, "Oh, this is great. It's fine. You know, it's a little slow, but there have been engineers that have literally posted, I'm working on it. I'm so sorry. I don't know what to do, blah, blah, blah. And then people have been like, you're doing good, blah, blah, blah. How can we support you? All this kind of, like, it's been really kind of interesting, you know?
That's super cool.
It is. Yeah. But also, too, I mean, there's also Reddit.
Yeah.
Reddit's still a thing.
Yep.
Maybe it's because it's not the new shiny thing that people are.
Yeah, exactly. It's like Mastodon put it, like you had mentioned. So Mastodon been around for a while, right? Never heard of it. I've never heard of it until this all went down. And I'm sure that's, I would assume, quite a few people are in that.
That is actually kind of the ironic thing. I think because Reddit is not the new shiny thing, that's how people are going to Mastodon, but Mastodon's not new either.
It's just because people
nobody heard about it.
Exactly. 100%. So that's why, it's...
Also, too, I think a lot of people are going to Mastodon because the people that understand how it works and it's fundamentally different are championing it, and so it's just getting more eyes on it.
Yeah, but definitely.
You know, Reddit is not federated either. There are different Reddit servers, but it's all under Reddit, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
There is the potential of someone coming in just like Twitter and saying, I'm going to like completely, you know, do that. Listen, if people want to be mad at anyone of what happened to Twitter, they need to be mad at the people that were owning and managing it before because it did have a lot of employees that probably needed to not work there. Maybe not what's happening right now and not the way that is happening right now, but there needed to be some cleanup there. It wasn't exactly the best ran place to begin with. And then when Elon came up and said, I'll buy it, they were all like, yep.
Yeah.
Take it. And they sold it, and they are now sitting on a beach somewhere, probably sipping on martinis and
watching it all burn to the ground.
Because they didn't, they're like, you know what? This is not. Twitter is kind of stuck in a rock and a hard place of like trying to be, you know, open, or at least it's trying to be a lot of things to different people, and a lot of different people want different things for it.
Yeah.
Except now. It's because it's owned by one person, literally, because while Twitter was publicly open and traded, because I think a lot of people do know this, but because Elon bought it now, it is now a private company, which means it's not publicly traded, which means it also now doesn't have to adhere to a lot of the things that a publicly traded company would need to adhere to. So that's also another thing. There's still things, there's still laws and stuff they have to abide by, but, you know, there's that.
Interesting. Okay, yeah.
So anyway, that was pretty much all that I wanted to really say about it. I mean, there's so much more that we could talk about, but I guess if you want to follow me on Mastodon, you can at twit.social@thejonah.
Beauty.
That's the good thing about it is I don't need an underscore because there's no other the Jonah's on there.
Hey, you're the Jonah.
I am literally the Jonah on Mastodon. Exactly. Well, on Twit.social's instance of it.
Yeah.
That's the thing about it, is that someone else could go in a different instance and they can do the Jonah as well, or they can just say, I am the real the Jonah or something. Then you'd have to, like...
I gotta go just at the real quick here, then.
I mean, if you want to be narcissistic and claim your name on every single Mastodon instance, like, sure, but also why?
Listen, don't question it, you know?
There are ways of quote-unquote verifying yourself. You just have to link things to your profile that no one else will be able to.
Yeah, it's probably better than paying, $8.99?
$8? Yeah. You know, I almost did it as a meme, and then I thought about it, and I was like, I don't want to give $8 to this company now as a meme. I was like, ah, screw it. Now I just do it on my Twitch. Have you noticed every stream?
Oh my god, yeah. it's ridiculous.
Every stream now, I'm verified and listed as a parody.
I've been very tempted to do it. Yeah, there's been a couple. I noticed a couple of that. Like, I named one of my streams, what was it? Thickest Stash in the West or something. Your stream then was called Thickest Highways. I've seen your parody titles, let's just say. They crack me up. Very, 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 very funny. You know what I mean?
Oh, if you thought that, like, was because it was your, you named yours Thick Stash, it wasn't. I generally don't pay attention.
Okay, well,
to that
never mind.
Stuff.
Okay, well,
you know, it's interesting. I pay so much attention to my titles, and I don't pay attention to really anyone else.
So here's the thing. You did one time though, and it was the best time ever.
I probably did.
You and Slay had a battle of
name
in our
cities?
Title. Yeah.
Battle
of including the word new into
it was the new every stream was a new city, but it was the same city. It was the new
that was so good.
New stream of old city. New
Oh damn, yeah, those were good times, good memories, you know.
New city stream of old city. Because it was a meme, because it was like, anytime you put new city in your title, you get like a boost in your stream.
Dude, it's not wrong.
I was like, why?
It's not wrong. Yeah. Yeah, why, right? But
yeah. Oh, man, that was hilarious. We need to do more new city streams.
Mm-hmm. I do one every week, so.
This is true.
It's kind of a vibe, to be honest.
Actually, you haven't done it in a while. You've just cycled in between existing cities now. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm telling that to the people that watch my stream.
Because Amsterdam wasn't new.
No, yeah. I mean, here's the thing. We have to be correct, because I will get right into this. It wasn't new. The idea wasn't new. Now, okay, but here's the thing. I could have probably gotten the old save working. It just, I hadn't been back to it for a month and a half, and I have learned so much more about it. I was like, I could probably do this better. So, yeah, the Netherlands idea is not new.
Wait a minute. What I saw you playing the other day, that was an actual new save. That wasn't your same old new...
that was a new one. Yeah, because I figured I could do it so much better now. There was a bunch of stuff where I was like, this is not accurate to the Netherlands. And then coupled that with the fact that the save didn't actually load for me. Obviously, it's been through two updates and I haven't maintained that save game. It's going to have some issues.
This is...
And yeah, I just wasn't in the mood to update it. Like, or to fix the save, if that makes sense. I was just like, it was so small and new that I could recreate it better. Then why not? The other issue that I encountered too was I was using a one-to-one map. And for some people, that's fine. They can use one-to-one maps because it looks realistic. What happens for me is I see the one-to-one. I know what city was based off of in the Netherlands, and I know what that city looks like. And it started to become a thing of like, what should I put here? Well, what did they put here? And then at that point, you are now doing a one-to-one, and it's like, it became not fun, you know, because I was constantly thinking like, I should do this and that, and because it was a one-to-one map. So I went with a Netherlands map, but not one-to-one. So
this is not a meme. I genuinely didn't realize that. I just assumed
perfect.
It
that's
was
good.
Your
that,
previous
that's,
save.
That's good. Yeah. Then that means what was on screen looks good.
But then this means that you just called your chatters wrong when they're actually right. It is a new city.
Yeah, 100%. That's why I said that to preface. It's not, it's not a new city. It's just on a, it's the same city, just on a different map, and a different road layout.
What do you have to say for yourself, Moose, after such scathing allegations?
I'm going to have to end this interview now, and I would like to contact my lawyer. Thank you.
No more questions.
Yeah, no more questions. I need a lawyer. Yeah, so I mean, everybody, dude, it's kind of this is completely, feel free to cut this or add this if you want. Kind of interesting, and I don't know if any other people out there, cities players, notice this. And I don't know what it is, but I notice like stream from an analytical standpoint, the city I do and what it's based on either results in more or less people checking out the stream. And I have done this in many different test forms to confirm that this is actually what's going on. And confidently, I can say it's very interesting to see. Very, very interesting to see that certain ideas do not, people just don't care. They might like the game, but they'll find somebody else. You know what I mean? Very interesting. But yeah, I've noticed that with a lot of the things that I do, that some people just aren't interested in that idea. And I just kind of had to accept that and move on to something else. Netherlands is one that people are very, very interested in. It's a very good, I don't know, my channel always experiences the most growth it ever has if I'm doing either Vancouver or Netherlands. Anything else is comes nowhere close. So,
do you find that people are more backseaty with a European build or this one in particular?
Surprisingly, I expected it, right? I totally expected it going in because I'm just some Canadian kid trying to, a Canadian guy trying to build the Netherlands, right? I don't know the Netherlands. Yeah, I understand. I chose the Netherlands because it's the place in Europe that I understand the most and feel I can do the best out of other places that I maybe don't know as well. But yeah, I fully expected backseating to be a lot of backseating, and yeah, surprisingly, that actually hasn't been the case. People give like insight when you ask for it. Like, so I had been asking, hey, you know, is anybody in chat from the Netherlands? I'm curious what you'd recommend for Railway 2. Do you recommend these tracks or should I use these tracks and should I use these signals or these ones? And then, yeah, you know, chat started erupting saying, oh, you should use this. This is more common in Old Town and this is more common in modern town, you know, like Rotterdam versus Amsterdam or whatever. But yeah, just like playing it, I fully expected people to be like, oh, you should do this instead. No, they wouldn't do that. That's too gridded. You need to do it like this. And that just hasn't been the case, yeah, at all. Yeah, which is super cool, too, because, you know, sometimes, I don't know if you feel this way, too, but sometimes it can be, like, a bit much. You know, if you're doing a city and somebody's just constantly like, no, do this, do that, do that. And it's just like, I just want to build.
Yeah.
And you don't appreciate it. I appreciate it. But sometimes I want to build, you know, what's in my head and put that out there. Right. So
do you, I don't remember. Do you stream with the no backseating tag on or do you
not
necessarily care?
I mean, yeah, I mean,
you do care because
go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I feel you on that one because I think I know where you're coming from. It's like, have opinions and say them and that's fine, but like, don't become overbearing.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Because at the end of the day, I shouldn't have to put a no backseating tag on. You should just not be a dick.
Yeah, that works.
And I'm not bleeping that out because I think that that's important to get that a little bit of across. and you know what? Thankfully, in the City Skylines category, we don't really have that problem, right?
For the most
part. But at the same time, the reason why I asked the question is because I was fully expecting it because it's like, but it's been known that people are like that, at least on YouTube. I know on a previous podcast, Yumble has certainly expressed that because of one of his builds in YouTube. And, was it YouTube or was it? No, yeah, it was YouTube and it was Twitch too. And so it's like, what was that? Because
you're talking about Russ Faber?
Yeah, Russ Faber. Because, what was the build? I know what the build was. I guess I should have said what the build was, but it was Russ Faber.
It's European.
Yeah, because he said that it was European, but you're being even that was it wasn't specifically anything. Well, I guess maybe that's what it was, because that's kind of the conclusion that I came to. Because he said it was European, but the thing is Europe is a continent, not a people, and that continent consists of many different cultures, and so every culture was coming in saying, "Oh, this isn't Europe because it doesn't meet their version of it." And yeah. The thing is all their versions were correct because all their versions were included in Europe. And it really just depended on what perspective you were coming from. And so maybe that's the reason why that you're not getting as much, because you're actually focusing on something super specific. Maybe.
Okay. Yeah, I could see it. It's very...
That you're not saying it's Europe, you're saying it's Amsterdam. Like, it's not even a specific country. It's like a city. It's like...
I need to preface this. It is not Amsterdam. It is inspired by the entirety of Netherlands. Thank you very much. Anyways, yeah, that's
even though I would say that's... literally puts one-to-one Amsterdam in his titles. So, I'm just saying...
Something in my throat there. Also, by the way, completely fair, because the amount of times that I meme you when you're in Portland.
Exactly. You're always like, this is one-to-one Portland. This is one-to-one Portland. Whatever. Yeah. Everything is a one-to-one of something.
A raid comes in. / announce. One-to-one Portland build. Enjoy.
Yes, exactly. And then people were all like, oh yeah, this reminds me so much of Portland. And I'm just kind of like, you don't even know which Portland it is, even if it was one to one.
When people say that, when I'm just sitting there moderating your channel and I see somebody make that, and just, it's like, to me, it's a meme, right? But they're not making a meme, but they're just saying it.
No, it's not a meme. They're big for real.
You know how you're going to react to it, and your reactions to it are freaking priceless. They are so, it's every time. It just, I'm in stitches laughing at the reaction to it. It's just so, because I know, because you get it, like, you get it all the time, right? If it's not me making a joke about it, you get it all the time. I don't think there's been one stream of Portland where somebody hasn't mentioned it, you know what I mean? And fair enough, they see the title, they're asking, but
I thought naming the new city Andover was gonna fix that. No Andover stream, there is an Andover, Massachusetts. And someone was like, someone said something about Andover, Massachusetts. I was like, this is not Andover, Massachusetts.
I watch. It reminds me of this one of $2.20's Oceania episodes where he's basically talking about the name. No. And he's like, I want to call it this. And he's like, you know what? Everything is a name. That's what he said. Everything's a name. Yeah. Everything's a place. Yeah. Everything is something. I'm going to call it
you know
this.
What? If you're listening to this podcast, I'm not like calling, I'm not even mad.
Of course.
I just find it funny that, and also actually in a way, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, I find it validating as a word I'm looking for. It's not the word I'm looking for. We're going to go with
if
that.
If somebody thinks it looks like a place, that's a pretty cool feeling. That means you are building something realistic.
Absolutely.
Just your goal, right?
It's literally my goal. Yeah. Exactly. So I don't mind it. I just find it funny that and interesting that people come and then they automatically attach a place to a place, and my entire point is to not attach it to that place. So it's more of a failure on my end. I'm like, you should probably make it less like that place than Jonah.
Yeah.
Hilarious. My aversion to doing one-to-ones is they're impossible in City Skylines because you'll run out of something before you could finish it.
The thing is, you can't say that because we'll get canceled on Reddit when you say that. So
okay. Well, listen. Are we posting this on Reddit or are we live on
fair,
Reddit?
Yeah, fair. I'm just saying Reddit's going to come at you for that comment, Jonah.
Okay, well, come at me, bro. Come at me if you want to. Speaking of which, I do need to make my actually, I already made the other account. I just need to actually use it.
Oh, are you doing it? Are you pulling the trigger on it? Yeah.
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 But the thing is I'm going to have to be aggressive about it. I'm going to have to post a lot from it and make sure that I only post, which means that I'm going to have to take my other account, change it to something completely different to make sure that none of the stuff that I have, like, I don't know, it's just going to be a whole thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I listen. I said it before and I say it again. You can't do a one-to-one in this game unless if it's of a small town or a very small city. You can't do it.
Okay.
Or a part of a city. Like maybe you're going to do one-to-one of Midtown New York. Okay.
Cool. Okay.
But
okay. All right. I would say like Manhattan. Yeah, you're right. You can't do a one-to-one of Manhattan. It's not going to happen. I've seen, I think you can. I think you can try. It depends on the place, though, right? But I do think, like, because I know you stand by, which is true, right? If you want to do a one-to-one, go pick a small city, do it. Hell, take Kamloops, British Columbia, where I was raised. You can definitely do a one-to-one of that, right? Mm-hmm. However, I do think there are some big cities that you can pull off. Like, it depends. You know, see, the thing that it comes down to is where do you cap it?
Yes, right? I was just about to say that. City? So, what are we defining as the city if you're saying it's a one-to-one?
So the one, because, that comes to mind is Seattle, right? Because of how compact Seattle is. That instantly comes to mind when I'm thinking, like, you can do Seattle, but where do you cap it? Because where is Seattle capped? Like, are you including their airport? You know what I mean?
Not
like,
only
are you
including that, but it's on an isthmus, which means that it's going to be difficult to do that on a square.
So, you know, it's like, because that, like, you could do Quebec City, but Quebec City sprawls forever and it's smaller, so you could do it, but where does it end? You know what I mean? Like, what's the definition of a one-to-one, right?
You could probably do a one-to-one of Vancouver.
Yeah, you know, but the thing is,
not including, you know, like Surrey and Barnaby and all that. Like, no, I'm talking about like in. Like, not even including Richmond.
So, fun fact, one-to-one, it looks like you can, right? You can't. You will miss part of the university, no matter what way you try to splice it. You're either going to lose the university, which is a very integral, in my opinion, but I'm biased, integral part into the city, or you have to cut off earlier, much earlier than where Richmond starts. So, think, like, around 41st in Vancouver. So, South Vancouver, essentially. Would not be included. It's either South Vancouver's gone or UBC's gone.
How big is 81 tiles in this game?
Yeah, it feels big, but it's not that big.
Well, no, it's been calculated.
Oh, okay.
I want to say it's, what is it, 13 by 13 kilometers? Am I right about that?
I don't know, so yeah, maybe. So I'll say yeah. No, Joan, you're absolutely right. Trust me, I know.
You haven't tried. See, if you were out here trying to do... If you're out here trying to do one-to-ones, you have to know how big a tile is.
Yeah, here's the thing. Do you know what I do? I literally search up a city. Somebody's already made the map. And then boom.
On Paradox Wiki,
yes.
Paradox actually has this on their own wiki. So, scale. Zonable roads spawn grids of cells that are up to 4 cells deep. Each cell unit correlates to 8 meters by 8 meters of real-world space. The area of one cell is 64 meters square. So one tile is 240 by 240 cells, or about 1.9 kilometers on each side. So 3.6 kilometers square. So if we scale that up, right, then they actually only go to 9 tiles. So the 9 tile area is 33 kilometers square, or 5 by 5, right? So if one cell is 1.9 kilometers, not one cell, one tile, sorry, then you're talking about 1.9 times, oh crap, I know it's 81 tiles, but what does that make it? Do you know math? Can you do math?
It's not my specialty.
So there are people who are yelling at their they're like, it's
That's Cuboid. It's Cuboid, and I can hear him.
I can do this live. Wait, hold on a second. Because 25 tiles is 5 by 5, right? So then that means 2 tiles up and 2 tiles down, so it's 9. So, oh, that's right, because 9 times 9 is 81. Oh my God. Wow. We might cut this part out. Because 9 times 9 is 81, which means it's 9 tiles by 9 tiles. So 9 times 1.9 2 is 17. So it's 17.28 by 17.28 kilometers. Or 34... No, wait, sorry, that's wrong. 17.92 times 17.92. That was my point. Oh, that's right. The reason why I got it wrong initially is because when I took 81, I divided it by 2, but that's not... You have to take the square root of 81, which is 9. So anyway, so an entire 81-tile map is 17 by 17, or 321 square kilometers.
Okay.
So...
Yeah, that's not...
With all that being said, that's not a lot. I know. It's just small. Yeah. Which is why I keep saying we need bigger maps in Cities Skylines 2, and we need better ways of being able to design and build larger blocks of land faster.
Yeah.
Because exactly. if you're trying to do a one-to-one of Vancouver, you're going to spend years just trying to get out of the central area if you have to individually lay out every single road, especially if it's a grid. Because if it's a grid, you definitely should have a way of being able to lay out a grid super fast. So, yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
What was the whole point of that?
Well, yes. The whole point is vibes. Straight vibes.
The whole point is vibes. Mm-hmm. I am here for the vibes. I am here for the
always
vibes.
Has been.
Has it though?
Yes. And I'll tell you why. In next week's episode.
Well.
Anything else on your mind? Are we,
Is that it? Are you done?
Yeah, I think that's good. I think that's, well, oh, I mean, I could keep going forever. I could keep going all day. But I think that's it. I think that's a good spot, yeah? You know?
No, I think that's good. I'm getting hungry anyway, so I gotta go do all the things, so.
Yeah. New stuff is awesome. Especially the skyscraper CCP. I think it's amazing. Must be in there. Love the new stuff that they added into the update, even if I think it should have been there long ago. Still really cool that they are even doing it. That's it. That's my... if Twitter goes away, it goes away. Okay, cool. All right. That's my thoughts on today's recap.
But what if Reddit went away with it?
You know, some people... Reddit might need to go away.
Do you have any YouTube updates for us?
Nothing yet, because I'm just waiting for stuff. It's, you know, when Amazon says it's going to ship between these 2 days, it's the latter. It's always the latter. Not always, but it's the latter. And so it looks like it's going to be the latter, which should be...
Okay.
Well, it actually should be tomorrow. And Amazon does ship on weekends, so it might be tomorrow. As soon as I had that, yeah, Moose be entering IRL Vancouver to film.
Oh, you're still waiting on your equipment?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I ordered a whole bunch of stuff, but...
Wow.
So waiting, you know, different ship times and whatnot.
Do you need any help, or...
Oh, no.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it should be fine.
We still gotta... I guess we still have to do our Montreal episode?
Yeah, that's going to be so cool. Damn.
We're not going to talk about that live because that may not happen, but teaser for everyone, stay tuned. There might be Montreal content from us in the near future.
During Pride Week, which is also, you mentioned it's international something?
World Pride.
World Pride, that's it, yeah.
Which I'm actually confused about because I looked again and apparently... It's also in Sydney, Australia, so I didn't realize that you could have it in more than one place, so I'm confused.
Regardless, though, oh my god, that sounds so sick.
Well, you know, until then, we can just say thank you for listening to Urban Theories. Thank you so much. We can appreciate everyone, the support and everything. It's been awesome and great, and it's been wonderful. Blah 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 blah. No, it's been fine. Seriously,
that was incredible, Jonah.
It's been great. Not fine. It's been great. No, I'm actually going to cut that part out because that sounded terrible. Where can we find you, Moose?
You can find me at Twitter for now, at a Canadian Moose _ on all social media platforms. When I say all, I mean Twitter and Instagram and Reddit. Soon to be on YouTube, with a completely new content creation venture, but I'll talk more about that when the channel's actually live and there's content for me to send you to. And expect a new urbanism based clothing apparel brand, new clothing brand to be dropping alongside that as well too. And
you got merch coming. He got merch coming here about it.
It's not merch. It's a brand, and it's not merch.
Oh,
although it might turn into a Urban Theories collab, Urban Theories merch. You know,
I'm not gonna lie. I really genuinely thought I just extrapolated that to merch.
Ah, okay, beautiful. Yeah, no, not merch. Starting a brand.
Yes,
urbanism-based brand. It is not merch. It does not have anything to do with me other than that I'm facilitating the designs.
But will you be doing merch eventually?
No, I thought about doing merch, and it felt too, I don't know, maybe I shouldn't rule anything out. Who knows?
You know what? Don't rule it out. We don't know. There's no merch now, but there might be merch now. I don't know. Also,
it has a wider reach, in my opinion, than just.
There you go. You
should limit it to just me.
just as a side note for everyone, if you are branding, you're doing content, make sure that you do something that's, flexible. I'll put it that way.
Yeah. 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 Think of mine.
Because I recently did mine. Think of what?
No, I was just gonna think of I don't know. Could somebody who doesn't know who you are, would they wear it? You know what I mean?
There you go. Or drink out of it. Would or
people who go to Coachella wear it? You know, that's another good mint.
Put it inside of their pants.
Yeah. Yeah, so, would a 16-year-old TikToker do an ad for you?
There you go. On that note, you can find me on twitch.tv/
What a segue. The Jonah.
The Jonah. And you can find me still on Twitter. I'm not getting rid of my Twitter.
Hell yeah.
I'm gonna keep it, but I am all, which I'm at the Jonah _, but I'm also on Mastodon at Twitch. That was not a meme. Not Twitch, but it's at twit.social at the Jonah. So twit.social/@thejonah. Or you can also do @thejonah@twit.social as well. Either of those would work. And I'm on YouTube at youtube.com/@thejonah as well. My update on my YouTube is that I am taking it easy. I'm not closing it. I'm still going to be posting to it, but I can't give you a date when that'll occur. But when it does occur, I will let you know. And so we're just gonna keep it flowing here. I am also on Reddit on _JonahD, although that will be changing soon to just the Jonah. Actually, not even soon. You probably can do it now. I think I still have that account. Go try it. If not, then you know.
yeah, exactly.
Then oh well. And that's it. Because I'm hungry. I am. Like, during this entire thing, my blood sugar has gone down so much, and I need to get food inside of my body immediately.
Yes, go get food.
Like, yes. Immediately. Like, I something needs to be inside of me now. Yeah.
How do I clip something from here?
Actually, you can make a clip, actually.
Okay, well. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, more clip.
Yes.
Oh, beautiful.